fucking hate Meatloaf.
Balls.
Balls.
Balls, dude. Balls is awesome.
I love Balls.
Balls is great.
Can we tell it to the judge? I did.
I tried.
Hot dogs. Get your hot dogs.
Yeah.
What do they say? Like they have a better wiener?
Welcome to the Just for Fun podcast with the fellas.
Someone had a rough day.
Long day.
You know what you could need?
Stop.
What? You know what you could need?
What could I need?
You know, a nice nap and a nice bed. With some cozier sheets. Use code Just for Fun for 45% off. 40% off.
Where?
Sorry. On Cozy Earth.
There you go.
I said Cozy Earth.
Oh, I thought you said Cozier.
No.
Oh, that's what
cozy
I heard.
Earth. I heard Cozier.
Yeah, so.
Gotta get him in the public speaking class.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Pronunciations.
Cozy Earth, you 40% off. Just for fun.
Hey, you know how.
Dude, did you see Tyreek Hill's injury? Did you see that? The video of
ACL?
It?
No, I didn't.
Oh my god, dude. It's like got turned around. It was so gross.
Hey, Kyle will put it up right now.
Kyle's going to put it up on Drew's face right here. It's fucking crazy, dude.
Doesn't his knee snap backwards?
It's the wildest video. Look at his
leg. Oh my god.
It's not supposed to be like that.
No.
That's how my knee felt today.
Oh no! His knee's gone.
Walk
That's
it
how
off.
My knee felt. And then did you see, he was like cheering really loudly when he was getting carted off the field. Everybody thinks it's because he didn't want to be in Miami.
Probably.
What just happened?
He just dropped everything.
Probably because he wanted what?
They were saying that it's because he didn't want to play in Miami, so he was going like this when he was getting taken off the field. Yeah. Anyway, that's how I felt today, my knee. You were saying.
You know how, like, 6'9 is funny?
Yeah.
And now the kids think 6'7 is funny?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Why?
Why it went from 6'9 to 6'7?
Why? Isn't it a song?
No.
Well, 7'8'9.
Well,
it is a
song. 'Cause 7'8'9.
It's the stupidest thing. Was that your riddle?
Nah, yeah. I thought it was pretty funny.
That's not really a riddle. It's more of a joke.
I know.
Okay.
That's why
yeah.
I said it was
no,
a
riddle. No, that's good. Yeah. That's why Kyle's got the riddle today.
But.
It's pretty funny. 6'7"? 69.
See if he gets it.
What are you going off of so I can try to get there too?
Shooter.
He didn't have a riddle, but.
Kyle does. What do you think?
Do it. Do it, Drew. Do it. Say it.
What does a bear make, Kyle?
Rrr.
Riddle me this.
What word is spelled incorrectly in the dictionary?
Incorrectly.
Okay, nice. Nice. That was good. That was the riddle. This is kind of a game, but you might get it.
That was that. All right. Dude, nice work. That was awesome.
All right. Repeat after me. Blue.
Blue. Blue.
Red.
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 Green.
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 Indigo.
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 Who is the 13th president?
Who is the 13th
Millard
president?
Fillmore.
You got it wrong.
I got it wrong?
Yeah. All right, we'll try
it
again.
You got it wrong. Yeah.
Dang it.
We'll try it again. We'll try it again.
I answered the question.
We'll do it again. Red.
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 Green.
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 Fork.
Fork.
I feel like we started with blue the first time.
Oh my God. You Cow. Lost again. Cow.
Oh, I see. It's a stupid game.
You should have just kept going. Do you get it?
Yeah, I get it. Because you didn't. Because I didn't repeat after you.
Yeah. That's all.
I love that he's going quick. That's all.
All right, yeah, that was really this.
Right,
with the fellas.
That was all.
This has been Just for Fun with the fellas. Yeah. Thanks for
short
joining
one
us.
This week.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you had fun. I know I didn't.
If you were in Cloudy with Trent's Meatballs. You could put in a request.
I could what?
Sorry. Put in a request.
Oh, yeah.
What would it be?
Mm, this is a good one. Great job, Drew. Great job. I'd say probably a Kit Kat.
You just want massive Kit Kats just falling from the sky.
Massive Kit Kats.
Like trees. Trees just flying at you.
Buildings made of them. Like... I'd love it.
Buildings made of Kit Kat.
You imagine going up to
so
a wall.
So unstable, dude.
Going up to a wall and just...
How long do you think it would take you to just eat a building out of Kit Kat?
A long time.
Like, if your house was just made of Kit Kat, how long would it take you to eat it?
Mm-hmm. Good question. Are they the bunch of little ones? Or, like, is this Cloudy Chance of Meatballs huge?
No, it's just, like, it's just made from Kit Kat.
It's, you know, the Jell-O house that they go into?
Yeah.
It's that.
Wow.
Yeah. But Kit Kat.
But Kit Kat.
It's big.
How long?
I don't think I'd be able to finish it.
In your lifetime?
I think I could get probably halfway.
How sick of Kit Kats would you be after that? Oh, my God. I would not want to see another Kit Kat.
Really?
After eating my house Kit Kat? No.
Well, I mean, I feel like you'd do it once you wanted a Kit Kat. It wouldn't be like a...
Oh,
if you, that's probably true. You well, need like, to finish.
Ah, didn't go shopping this week. Kit Kat it is.
I don't know, because if you request, like, chicken, you're just getting a massive chicken.
Mm.
Like, you're getting a big chicken.
Yeah.
And then if you type it in wrong, you're getting a massive live chicken.
That's true, dude. That's true.
Chickens used to be dinosaurs, so...
They still are dinosaurs.
You're fighting a chicken now that's, like, the size of a house.
Fighting a T-Rex, basically.
You lose that battle every single time.
You lose that battle nine times out of ten.
If I was a lion and you were a tuna, I would swim out into the ocean and eat you. Lion going up against actor? A full grown... We've already done that. We gotta stick on Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Okay, sorry.
Who is the lead of Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
It's a cartoon. I have no idea.
You think he's still got the shoes on? Spray on shoes.
I think Adam Sandler's that good of an actor.
We've been over this. We've talked about this.
That he's
times.
A bad actor?
No, he's a great actor. He just plays the same two roles.
Which makes him a bad actor. He does the same thing over and over again.
No, but the movies does really good.
The movies do good because people like his character.
And he's a good
But
actor.
He has the same character.
But
in
that doesn't
movie.
He's not he's just Lenny Fader every movie.
His character in every movie is just himself.
Okay.
So people think
bad
he's
actor.
Funny. He's not acting. He's just being himself.
You know, he was just in Boston.
His acting capability is not up here, you know?
But people don't want him to be serious. I bet you cast him in a serious thing. No.
I bet the
basketball one. The one where he's like the coach and he's
serious. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a good movie.
Exactly. Good acting.
But that's still just him being, he just tones it down one.
Yeah, but he wasn't super funny in it.
Oh, he plays a really good special needs person.
Yeah, well.
You know what else does?
He's damn
Jim
good.
Jim Carrey.
At that. Yes, he does. He's damn good at that. Anyway, I would probably order pizza.
Just a massive pizza?
But I guess I'd be worried about it not being cooked evenly.
Well, no, it comes out of the oven really good.
You sure?
You saw all the burgers and stuff.
I guess, yeah, that's true.
You think it's grilled?
Well, like, if it's a huge just pizza, it's like, what if it's not, you know? What if they messed it up?
What if they messed my
shape
order?
Is a pizza slice? Up,
I don't know. That would suck.
It's a circular sector.
Fuck off. This one.
We're just doing Just for Fun trivia this week.
My God.
Episode 21 is just full of...
Trivia.
That's what we're on.
Our throwbacks. Yeah. Last time was 20.
Oh. Yeah.
So this one makes 21.
We're in the double digits, huh?
We've been
in double digits.
Big stuff, dude.
We've been in the double digits for 11 episodes.
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's how math works.
It's crazy. Can't believe we got there that quick.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, pizza. Pizza's my answer.
Just like straight pizza. Cheese. Oh, could you imagine a pool of ranch?
Kyle can.
I would live in there.
Oh my gosh.
Could you become imagine? An aquatic animal and just live in the ranch?
Dude, I'd drink the ranch.
That'd be so nasty.
Oh, gross. Kyle's swimming around in the ranch.
Imagine that just getting out there.
Kyle's cannonball! Just slowly sinks into it.
I don't want any part of that.
You probably float pretty. Oh, go in your ears.
All your cracks and crevices, Kyle. Dude.
Cracks and crevices.
Oh, you got ranch in between your toes. Gross.
You ever?
No. Whatever it is, I probably haven't.
You ever put hot dog and mustard and relish on a slice of pizza?
Oh, yeah. I should probably update you on that. It's pretty good.
What was that?
All right, so quick story, quick side note. It relates. Our fridge broke Sunday morning. Like,
is it fixed yet?
It's fixed, but we're getting a new one Saturday because it like defrosted and then it didn't defrost, so the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So our
it's a bad day.
It doesn't relate to why we didn't have bread, but whatever.
Or why you used a slice of pizza?
No,
as
it does. It does. I swear. So we've been using this downstairs fridge. Mm-hmm. For all the groceries and all that stuff. And we had 4 extra slices of pizza because we had 2 large pizzas, you know, whatever.
Smell.
No, thank you.
It's so good. I love his soap.
Oh, the Christmas one?
Yeah, I love your soap. It smells great.
But anyway, we're using the downstairs fridge, and we didn't have any bread because we didn't go grocery shopping because we knew that the fridge broke. Mm-hmm. So we're like, whatever. So we thought we had bread. Long story short, didn't have bread. So I had pizza and I was like, you know, I'm going to throw cheese on my hot dog anyway. So I threw extra cheese on my pizza. And then I heated it up, threw the hot dog on.
You put cheese on your hot dog?
You should try it. It's good. It's really good.
There's so many things wrong with the story I just heard, dude.
It's so solid. It's awful. It's such a solid.
When I eat hot dogs, I go over to the head vegan, and I go, give me a hot dog.
The head vegan?
Yeah, so when we go to Fenway, my dad and my uncle, both Ven, they both sell hot dogs. And, like, remember, my grandparents' seats is like, kind of in the middle of both their sections. So they both, you know, come in and out, and they yell at each other. It's great stuff. It's good comedy.
Awesome comedy.
And so my uncle will always be...
What do they say? Like, they have a better wiener?
No, always like, hey, like, nobody.
That didn't click.
I was just letting that one roll off.
Did not click in my head.
So what do they say? I have a bigger wiener? Like, what do they say?
No, they're just like yelling back and forth at each other. Like, hey, did you give them hot dogs yet?
They're just yelling back and forth. Ah!
Oogity boogity. So, you know, my uncle will come up and be like, you know, how you doing, whatever. But he's like, you know, down at the bottom.
Yeah.
We're like halfway up. And he's like, you go see the head vegan yet for a hot dog? So, you know, we got to go with the head vegan and get the hot dogs. Yeah.
Does Tommy have better hot dogs?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, 100% hands down.
100%.
So does he make the hot dog? No. He goes and grabs the hot dog.
He goes and grabs
it. But he single-handedly grabs the hot dog and puts it on his cart?
And then, yeah. And
or his little...
His bin.
His bin.
His yeah.
bin.
His little headpiece.
Does he wear it on his head?
No, he wears it over his head.
Oh, wow.
How much money would you have to be paid to be a vegan?
Ugh, a lot. But he says that's why my uncle is so short, is because he puts it on his head.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad holds it above his head.
Wow.
Yeah.
Musk Abby.
Yeah.
You think you switch his hands? Imagine.
It's a two-handed thing, Kyle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you got both arms up there.
Yeah, the whole game. Like 2 hours, like this, Kyle.
Hot dogs. Get your hot dogs.
Yeah.
Get your weenus.
And then you put it down. And then you pick it up. And then you press it. And then you put it down.
Is he there tonight?
No, it's in New York.
Oh, I could never.
My labia.
My labia.
Ow. That sucks.
We can't even talk about him because the series is going to be over.
That's true.
By the time this comes out. And that's it's true. All going to be that's mute. Point.
Everything we say
doesn't matter.
Except that they're going to win tonight.
Kyle, if you were immortal, Would you want the person you love to be immortal with you?
Well, yeah.
I know Drew's answer.
What is it? No.
Yeah.
This is going to get you in trouble.
No, it's yeah.
So who do you... Is it just one person?
You get to pick yes. one person.
So you only get to pick one person, or is it just the person that you love?
You just the pick person one of you us. Love.
That's dude, who would you pick? The boat's burning.
Boat's burning?
Boat's burning, one lifeboat, one spot.
I'd send the two of you.
That's a great answer.
I'd send the two of you. I got out of that one real easy.
Just let both of us die. You come back to shore, you're like, I did all I could. I tried.
I don't know, man.
You had this boat die.
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Boat's burning. Who am I picking? Me.
No, but you guys. You got one extra spot next year. We'll say this is completely hypothetical because okay. we could yeah. sit on each other's laps, you know, no problem.
Right, you know.
Yeah, no weight issues.
Titanic.
You know, yeah. we'll say we'll say Mufasa. You know, you ever seen The Lion King?
No.
No? So in The Lion King, Mufasa's hanging on by a thread, Scar's up there, mm-hmm. you know, clanking his
clanking
his paws.
Clanking his paws.
Can you make that sound, the clanking sound? Oh, clanking. Okay.
Okay. He's up there.
Cardi B?
You know, we're hanging from a ledge, and you got a helicopter, but you're about to run out of fuel. You can only save one of us.
What?
You can only,
hey, how about
can
this
only
one?
Save one of you?
You're both hanging
one.
Over.
So, let me get this,
you only have one
spots.
Good shoulder. You can't use the other shoulder.
Yeah, that's good, dude.
You're going full one
That's
out.
Good, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're like way far away.
Who can I pull up is the real question here.
No, the helicopter comes down and just hops on.
Okay.
And very then, easy transfer.
Then you know what? I would sacrifice myself.
No, you wouldn't.
You're right, I wouldn't.
Why would you throw
Who would you kill? God damn it.
This is a tough question.
It's a very tough question.
I don't think I could do it.
Who would you
kill? I don't know. I really
it's
don't
It's your
know.
Question. If you answer it first, then I'll be able to answer it.
I don't think I could, because you're just going to save whoever I'm...
Yeah, then the other person's just going to have dirt on you forever. It's like...
Say, Kyle.
No, but like, I don't think I could.
I would kill Drew.
Really?
I just want to see his reaction
Dude,
if he would
can't
hit me or not.
Wait for you to get back to playing hockey.
See that? I would kill Kyle. I would though.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
He's just trying to keep his head safe. He doesn't want any
You're
more.
You're not
CT.
Gonna hurt my shoulder.
Well, I wouldn't hurt you if you didn't see it. Actually,
no, I wouldn't kill any of you.
Yeah, I feel like we couldn't.
I'd go down. Go down with you.
Who are we kidding? He can't fly a helicopter.
I'm taking the three of you down with me, dude. I'm gonna pull you both in the helicopter and just crash it anyway.
What a crazy question, huh? I don't think I could. I don't think I could kill one of you. I mean, thankfully, yeah. I'm not a psychopath.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's what a psychopath would say.
That's true.
Now I'm just having a conversation with myself.
My God, dude.
Also what a psychopath would do.
Yeah, don't think... I don't know. So you'd let Tenley die?
No, I didn't say that.
That's the bottom line of this story.
So
Drew's going to let his girlfriend die.
So if you were I feel like that would be nuts. Just to live forever.
Just live forever.
Yeah.
You'd see so much. You'd yeah. see...
Everything.
You'd see everything. When did you start, though? From now?
Yeah, from now. You just don't die for the rest
so
of your life.
Genie comes up and he's like, hey, man.
No, you're already immortal. You just don't even know it.
Hmm.
Oh, dude, that would suck.
Yeah, my retirement
would
probably wouldn't.
So bad. Oh, my God.
You'd have to
I'd
go
have
back
to, live
to work.
Forever, dude? Are you kidding me?
Could you not die?
Like, if I tried to kill myself,
what?
Then I
no.
just couldn't. Oh, my
God. If you got
God,
shot.
Dude, what a terrible,
no.
what a terrible
really?
Life.
Yeah.
Oh my You're god, immortal. I'd be a stuntman.
What immortal. A terrible life.
That'd be so cool.
Well, you just don't work. You rob a bank.
Would you age?
Go do like 10 years or whatever, figure out how to get out.
You don't get that money, though. The money goes back to the bank.
You're not supposed to be touching that.
You're not supposed to be touching it.
So do you... I'm so confused with this question.
If you,
you just
could
can't
never
die.
Die...
You can't die.
Do you age?
Or no.
I'm like this forever.
I'll freeze you just like that.
It's pretty cool.
Prime Kyle.
Wow.
Maybe we'll go back
Prime.
2 years for a kiss.
What?
You're a little hurt right now.
Oh, yeah. Actually, good
point. You don't want to go back.
Bring me back to senior year, maybe. Yeah, dude. When I was in, best shape of my life. Now I creak like old wooden stairs when I get up.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I think I would. Because you would have. Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. I want to like not be alive. Dude. It's so terrible.
I mean, think about it.
I mean, every lifetime.
Dude, I gotta deal with the young, weird children, every new generation of children. Oh, my God. Oh. They're down to like 6'1". Oh, my God, dude.
Could you imagine if we still are doing this in like 3,000 years?
3,000. Welcome to episode 43 million.
Oh, my God. I would be so sick of it. Oh, my God. Then I'd put you both in a helicopter to your death. Holy shit.
Couldn't die.
Damn.
Yeah, it wouldn't be helpful to you.
Yeah.
Dude, the wars I would start.
Just cause.
I mean, you spend a lifetime or two studying.
Dude, what do you think would change about the world?
Huh?
If you got life in prison,
you'd have to escape.
You're done.
You're there forever
and ever.
I bet like the paperwork. Three lifetimes in, I think the paperwork would get a little fuzzy there.
Yeah, maybe.
They're like,
it's life.
Isn't it 75 years?
It's something like that. It's like...
No.
Yeah, it is.
It's a human...
It's not your entire...
Life expectancy.
It's not your entire life. When you get sentenced for life, it's only like 70 years.
But that's not a sentence. That's not a life...
That's what it's called. It's because you miss your whole life, and most people just die in jail anyway.
Yeah.
A life sentence means a person is to remain incarcerated for the remainder of their natural life.
Which is?
Through the exact length of time served, they can vary significantly due to life with parole. Life with no parole is their whole life until you die.
Wow. I thought I saw something that...
Life without parole. This is a more severe sentence where the convicted person will remain in prison for the rest of their natural life and cannot be released on parole. I mean, it's kind of right there in the title.
It might be one of the more dumb things we've said, Kyle.
I really thought...
I swear I saw that somewhere.
I thought people... Maybe it's the people who got to death row and then got proven innocent. Who got life in prison but then got let out.
I did watch a few documentaries about
that. That one sucks. That one's sad.
Yeah.
Could you imagine being on death row for something you didn't do and you're just like, I didn't do it. And they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
yeah, okay.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, tell it to the walls.
Tell it to the judge. I did.
I tried. Yeah. God, the things that go on in prison you have to endure just because someone framed your ass.
Yeah. That'd suck.
Imagine getting framed. Man. That'd be crazy. Mm. Somebody hates you that much that you're like, no, Chris did it. Chris did it.
Witch!
Yeah, witch! He's a witch! He's a wizard. That'd be
terrible.
Hey, have you ever played Cut the Rope?
No.
No?
I haven't, no.
You've never played Cut the Rope?
Nope.
I feel like he's lying again.
I feel like you.
I'm not lying again.
You're being sarcastic.
I didn't lie at all.
Deadass?
Except about the Lion King thing.
Deadass?
Okay.
No, back to what I said.
Deadass. I feel like he's lying again.
Cut the Rope.
Cut the Rope.
Deadass, I've never played that game.
Imagine coming up with
but
that.
But I did see the Lion King.
Well, I figured that one.
Okay. Just... But
I mean, we can't trust him.
Do you want...
He's filled with lies. We can't trust a word he says.
Do you want me to...
A life sentence isn't a life sentence.
Explain Cut the Rope to you.
Sure.
Cut the Rope. Can you do it as if he was like kindergarten?
Okay.
Yeah.
Cut the Rope.
Preschool.
Fun game.
Whee!
Candy.
Hum, nom, nom, nom.
Star.
Ding, ding, ding.
Hum, nom, nom, nom. Spike. You get it?
Yeah, yeah.
So, what's it about?
I don't get it. I don't get it.
No one told me there'd be a test.
I didn't study. No, I don't. I've never played the game.
So the game is about...
little green figure. Little alien. Yeah. He likes this candy. It's on a rope. You have to cut the rope in circumcise the scissors.
Do you?
Get it to the guy.
He then eats it. And he's happy.
That's pretty cool.
You can get the candy into the bubble. Floats up. Nom, nom, nom.
That's cool stuff, man.
Yeah. I just found it on YouTube. You can play games on YouTube now.
Really?
Yeah, me and Drew were absolutely gaming it up.
Gaming it up.
We were crushing it.
We were crushing it.
We don't lose.
I don't know. I was pretty upset at his computer when I walked in here today.
Well, that's enough.
That's different.
No.
It's different. You have your ups and downs playing Cut the Rope. Gets pretty intense. You ever have a little green guy asking for candy? That's what Cut the Rope is.
When the candy gets close and he opens his mouth, you just miss him.
What do you think is the best game you played in your childhood?
Angry Birds.
Oh, that's
good. Angry Birds is good.
Jetpack Joyride.
I should have done a blind ranking of this. Missed on that one, Chris.
All right.
Speaking of.
No, I don't have it. Not ready.
Obviously Minecraft's in there.
Jetpack Joyride was so fun. That game was
Geometry
awesome,
Dash.
Dude. Too much geometry.
Too hard.
I couldn't make it far in that game.
Really?
I was terrible at it. But dude, Subway Surfers.
Oh my gosh.
Of course.
I just downloaded it again recently.
It's a good one.
I'm on Subway Surfers right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I really like that one.
Yeah. What's that other one? You guys probably didn't play
Doodle that. Jump.
Doodle Jump?
You ever play Doodle Jump?
No.
Oh.
You didn't play Doodle Jump?
I don't think so.
Also an alien. He jumps.
Okay.
Yeah. What game did we not play?
What the hell is it called? The car one. Parking Mania.
Oh.
Parking Mania is a great
game.
That's
a good one. I get that ad a lot.
Yeah.
I'm playing My Hotel a lot on my phone.
My Hotel?
I have 3 hotels. I'm running a good one.
What about the idle games?
No, it's all completely different. One is a beach hotel, one's a regular hotel, and one's a mountain hotel right now. I'm building that one up.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
We Clash of Clans.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Clash of Clans?
I never played it.
I tried to.
I tried to play Clash
Royale. I didn't
have
the patience for it. Just watch the little guys walk over to the other side and try to beat your base. I don't know.
I always wanted to, but I never really got into it.
I couldn't get into it.
Plants vs. Zombies, never really got into it.
Mario Kart.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh.
Mario Brothers.
No, what was the
Mario and Sonic Olympic Games.
Fantastic game.
Is that the one you're thinking of?
No, but that is
a
fantastic
game. It's a great game, dude.
The Mario on the phone.
Paper Mario.
No, that's a good game, too.
Mario on the phone?
It was like Super Mario Run or something.
Oh.
You could compete with everyone.
I don't think I played that one.
Really good. If you paid $10, you could like get all the levels, compete with each other.
Really?
Me and my dad both paid for it, and we would verse each other. It was awesome. It was so much fun.
That's great.
I remember playing it as I was sitting next to him going to hockey.
So many good games.
I played this
grass cutting one.
Oh.
It's like I think it was literally called Mow the Lawn.
You think that's what sparked you?
No, dude.
Becoming a landscaper?
No.
That'd be so funny.
It's like the chia pet.
No, dude. F landscaping.
You had a little bush that you're attending to, and you said, I want to do this full time, Mom.
Can't think of anything else I'd rather do with my life.
I really want to do this with my life.
Then mow the lawn.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
You think the mic picked that up?
I really hope so.
That's what happens when you want to do landscaping for the rest of your life.
Mm.
You go.
It's good. Mowed the lawn twice today.
I actually didn't. I did it all Tuesday and Wednesday. It was a lot.
Club Penguin?
He's looking at the games now.
He's like our
Damn
researcher.
Damn it, dude. I should have done a blind ranking of this. It would have been so good.
You ever heard of Wizard 101?
Yo, Wizard. No. Hey.
That it's was like, always a commercial on. I always wanted
I feel
to
play like
that
only
game.
The weird kids are playing that, like the kids that play Dungeons and Dragons.
I always wanted to play it, and then I just I couldn't do it.
Too nerdy, or
no? I didn't have a computer to play it on. Oh. I'd seen on TV.
It
was
Flow like, Free
it was on TV.
Wizard.
Oh, Wonder Flow is awesome.
What was it?
Flow Free. You connect the colorful.
Oh,
that game's great.
That
dude,
is a great I did like game, a thousand dude. Levels in that game.
I have it down. It's scary. Let's see where I'm at.
I bet you.
I never got rid of it. I get that right. I'm pretty far. Quick.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Flow Free. Ask app not to track because your phone is tracking.
Fruit Ninja.
Oh,
Fruit Ninja, dude. I got.
Are these just apps that are downloaded on your phone?
No, they're not on my phone.
Oh.
But they're. I mean, it saves.
I mean, I'm not. I'm like
hour.
Decently.
Where are you at?
Far.
Level 10.
I have.
I hope it saved all my data.
Eight, nine, 10, 11.
My singing
I have 11 packs of 150 levels done.
Damn.
And then I have 70 out of 150 on one, and then I have 86 out of 150 on another one. So I'm pretty far on that.
Which
game.
One? Can I say it again?
It's the
sorry.
The Flow Free.
Mm.
And you like, and you like connect.
Oh, yeah. It is the one I was thinking of.
Yeah. Good
Temple
game,
Run.
Fantastic one.
Yeah, Parking Mania, Jetpack Joyride. Oh, they're like the Snake.io.
Oh.
Those games are great, dude.
Rail Rush.
Rail Rush?
You guys never played that one?
I don't think I played Rail Rush. Let's see just what I got downloaded here. 8-Ball Pool.
Smashy Road?
Oh, Smashy Road.
Oh, is that... Show me that one.
This is the number two, but...
Oh, yeah. That game's awesome.
Great game.
Balls.
Balls.
Balls, dude. Balls is awesome.
I love Balls.
Balls is great.
Can we just clip that to go? Chris goes, Balls. You go, Balls.
With a Z.
That would be it.
Balls with a Z.
I love Balls.
Balls is cool, man.
Balls in the morning, balls at night. Balls in the evening.
Flip diving.
Oh.
Flip diving.
What about the shark one? You ever play the shark one?
Oh.
Oh, I think so. I know.
You could, like, eat the people. And
yeah,
If you ate a seagull, it was double the points.
You jump out of the water.
Oh, yeah, I did play that.
You think that's what sparked your love of sharks?
Yeah. Maybe, no, it's watching Shark Week all the time.
When is Shark Week?
It's during the summer. Passed already.
Mm.
I think it's in July, something like
Where's
that.
Where's my water?
Oh, oh my gosh, that was a good one.
Glow Hockey.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say that. I got it right there.
Which one is it? Let me see it.
Glow Hockey. It's just like the...
Oh, yep. That's
so good, dude.
That's
dude,
a good
perfect.
One. Oh, I played that one.
I couldn't get around to those games.
I love that one.
I couldn't get
I might re-download that one. That was a good one. You had to make the trick shot. It's really good.
Hungry Shark Evolution. It's a game.
Is that what that is? Yeah. I like...
I might re-download that one.
Dude, I might get that.
That seems updated, but...
I like the, what is it?
Trivia Crack?
No.
You guys ever played Baseball Superstars 2012?
No, but you know what
that's a great
sparked
game.
My love of presidents?
Your book?
The autism?
The book, but I had an app that was like President's Trivia. On like when
You're
I had
such a loser.
Dude, it was on my iPod. It wasn't. I didn't even have a phone yet, and I was just like,
"This is so cool, man!" He runs the United States.
And when you got the question right, it was a picture of the president's face, and you had to stack their faces. And if they fell down, then you had to restart. But the questions kept getting harder, and it was harder to stack them.
Hmm.
And I cannot, for the life of me, remember the name of that game.
You guys ever play Head Stock? Oh, sorry, Head Soccer.
Yeah,
Head
Soccer was good. Yeah.
Hill Climb Racing?
Did you go on, like...
Oh, Hill Climb Racing.
Did you go on Friv at all?
What's Friv?
Oh,
is that the...
The computer games?
Yeah. No.
Friv
cool
was
math
good.
Games.
Cool math games.
Friv
yeah.
was the way to go.
Yeah. I did cool math games.
Friv would never get
basketball
blocked.
Basketball Champions.
Yeah.
Did you play that one?
Stickman yeah. Hook?
Oh, that game's awesome.
That was all middle school.
Let's just doodle jump.
Oh, no, I never played that.
Rodeo Stampede.
Played a lot of 8-Ball
Pool. Oh, my gosh, Rodeo Stampede.
A lot of 8-Ball Pool.
Game good. Pigeon?
Good old billiards. I couldn't because I had a Samsung until about 3 years ago. So.
What made you switch?
I don't know, dude.
You guys just got a deal on the...
Felt like it. More of I felt like it. I don't know. I mean, Samsung, I don't not like the Samsung phones, but I definitely like the Apple better.
Yeah.
So he likes not getting bullied for having a Samsung. You guys ever play Highway Rider?
No. I don't remember that one. Wait. Show me that.
Yeah, yeah. Visual.
Is that the motorcycle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played that. Yeah. Is this just games you have downloaded previously?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let me take a look here.
Yeah, how far?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 packs in.
Keep going. You got more.
Oh, excuse me. What was that? 13? 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 18 packs of 150 oh, in.
Damn. I have 11. A flow. Yeah, I have 11, dude. That's crazy. Oh, this game. Push them all.
Let me see it.
Can I see it again?
You don't need to open it.
No,
too.
I gotta open it to show you.
Voodoo.
Ask app not to track. This one. Push him off the building. Game is awesome. You watched it.
I think I played that one.
Waves.
Bang.
Most maze.
What was it?
Most maze. Asphalt. You guys ever play Asphalt?
No.
Oh, that's a great game.
Sounds like a racing game. It oh, is. I'm so playing Jetpack Joyride tonight.
Idle Miner Tycoon. Dude.
I'm getting that.
I need to get this back.
Do you play Township?
Yeah.
I was huge on Township for a while.
Oh, what's the farming game?
Heyday?
Heyday.
I don't think I played that.
You never played Heyday?
No.
Heyday was fun.
I'd do real farming.
Heyday was fun.
Hey Place.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, your office.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, figured.
Makes sense.
Lucky guess. Lucky guess. Yeah, I liked Friv though for like in school on the computers.
Shell Shockers.
Get on Friv. Oh, Shell Shockers, dude. Man.
Shell Shockers. Oh.
Putting the code in the shared Google Doc.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
I'm so stupid, dude.
We know.
So I think of it, and then it just goes away.
Yeah.
It just goes right away. Oh, Wii Sports. That's what I was going to say.
Wii Sports.
Wii Sports.
What about Wii Resort?
I wasn't rich enough for that.
You didn't get the little...
No.
Little clip-in that goes in the bottom.
No. I spent a good amount of money last year buying Wii Sports because I wanted to play it more than I should have spent.
What do you mean? For what? Did you buy a whole console and stuff?
No, I have the Wii. I just bought the game, the Wii Sports game, because I was like, mine doesn't work anymore. So I spent like $30 on just that game.
That's not that bad.
Wii Sports. I mean, I guess you're right. It's immersive. It's a staple.
It's an immersive experience.
Yeah.
It is an experience that every single person should be able to experience.
I know, dude.
To be
just
able
watching
to
those little
run.
Baseball guys run around the bases like that.
Single.
Home run. Or like on the golf one. It'll chip be- in. Eagle. You're still downloading all his old games.
What? No.
His storage is going to be.
Oh, no.
He's going to be sitting
down. Oh, dude. What's that other one? Raft Wars.
Never played that one.
On Friv.
We didn't play Friv, Chris.
Dude.
I did play Friv. But
actually, I can go. I can find. Hold on.
Look up Raft Wars.
No.
Yeah, you're the research guy.
No, I don't care about your research.
He's mean today.
Carney, look up Friv right now. I'm going to see him out there later in his car just playing the games.
I'm not going home.
I'm going to charge my computer tonight just to get on Friv tomorrow.
Little Friv action.
Little Friv action. Never hurt anybody.
Dude. The scariest experience was whenever your teacher would share. No, not share the screen.
Dude.
Look on your screen.
Oh, man, dude.
And tell you that you
they were like, Kyle.
I used to, yeah. Yeah.
Dragonvale. You breed dragons? You never played that game?
No, nah, that game is weird. it's okay.
Lego Legends?
I've heard of it.
Dude, it's a great game. You guys ever play the big win games?
Drew's got like the biggest list of this because he wasn't allowed to have a console.
Yeah, the big win games?
No.
You didn't play any of the big win games? Like baseball, think so. Football, basketball, soccer.
Is that the home run derby type thing?
No, it's see. Like... I'll show you the baseball one.
Can you tilt your screen a little bit? Thank you.
I think I might have played the hockey one of that.
Oh, hockey?
I think they have big win hockey.
Oh, I don't have it right here.
I think they have that. Mm. Or something like that where you like craft your team.
Yeah. Sonic Dash?
I didn't play Sonic
Dash. My Singing Monsters?
Dude, you know what was awesome, funny. Man? A good DS.
Oh my gosh, a good DS.
A good DS is great. Oh
yeah, great stuff.
Great.
Santa's Twerk Shop.
Wait, what?
What, you guys never used? What? You put the faces on the little elves?
It cannot connect. I thought they just hacked your phone because you clicked on it.
Boom Beach.
Santa's Twerk Shop.
Pitfall.
What was Drew getting up to?
Those are the...
You guys ever play Pitfall?
No.
Oh, it's a great game.
What was Drew getting up to?
Castle Clash.
Dude, my cousin broke the top right corner of my DS. And in games, you need that.
You killed that, dude.
You need that.
You can't drift in Mario Kart without that.
You can't drift in Mario Kart.
Dude, you're effed.
I used to play a Sonic game. You couldn't, like, attack with it.
Yeah, yes, dude.
Dude. I was so sad.
I used to go on to the Super Mario Brothers, and I'd play the mini games.
Mm.
Do you know the one where you had to find Luigi's face?
Yeah.
In the sea of faces?
Yeah.
Oh, man, dude, I'm going to buy that too.
I get so scared.
I have three Nintendo DS. Come back,
like, dude. I really? Got no yeah, they money all work. Again.
They're pretty cool.
They all work. I just have no games for them. I have like stupid ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, that DS. I had this game that was it was Cars 2, and I'd go around and do like secret missions as Finn McMissile.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It's nuts. The graphics were so bad, but
that's Racing horrible, Penguin. Dude.
It's a fun game.
He's still gone.
The way that I remember those games, though.
I know, dude.
They're so, so amazing.
Real awesome games.
The Wii was amazing. Wii was so much
Wii's
fun.
A game changer.
Then the Wii U came out. I played Chase McClane Undercover Cop. Still my favorite game of all time. I mean, you can't really beat that game.
Dude, what's like, that hockey fighting game?
Hockey fighting?
Did you guys ever play?
I don't think I ever got into that. I was like,
I don't think I played it. Even just the when I upgraded to the Xbox 360, that was a good console.
That was a huge jump.
That was a good console.
That day when we got the Xbox 360.
It took me a long time to even... Like, my brother was playing it for years, and I was still like, I'd rather play Mario Kart. Yeah. Thanks, though. And then he finally convinced me to play Call of Duty, and I was like, I'm a trained assassin now.
Then the Xbox One came out.
Dude, I didn't get one right away.
I remember saving up all my money and going to Costco and buying it.
But yeah, the Xbox One, I still have my Xbox One, like just the regular one.
Yeah. I think mine's upstairs.
It's good stuff. It's the one I use all the time.
Hmm.
But they're trying to phase that out now. They're like, slowly, you're not allowed to play the new games on that. So I have to buy a new Xbox soon. It's going to suck. Yeah.
Huh.
And I'm like, do I play it enough to even...
Which one do you have?
Do that? It's literally the Xbox One.
Oh. Dude, it's literally just called Fight.
The model after the 360 is the one that I have.
Hockey Fight Light. You ever play this game?
No.
I've seen it.
Dude, hockey? This game was so much fun. I used to play this all day.
Did you ever play pin hockey?
Pin
yes.
Hockey? I don't think so.
Look up pin
Huge
hockey.
Huge into pin hockey.
Pin hockey was great.
I won all three champions.
I had almost every team unlocked.
Yeah.
It was just so... Dude, this. It was so like poorly made. It's the worst game.
It was like somebody...
Dude, they made the NHL teams, but it was like so off-brand.
They
like
couldn't get copyright.
The most Walmart NHL ever.
Yeah.
It was so good. I loved that game, though.
It's like someone in college needed to make a final project.
Yeah, literally. That's what.
And they were like, "All right, I like hockey."
That.
You know,
but on your first shot, if you lined it up perfectly, yeah, you could score every time. But yeah. It had to be exactly lined up.
And then eventually, the game got smarter, and they wouldn't let you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you couldn't do that.
Like after scoring two, it would be like, "Oh, you're off a little bit."
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You
hit the post.
Yeah. Oh. Thuggin'.
Yeah, so watch out.
Yeah.
Dude, Bill had the new iPhone 17 Pro last night.
Billy Quips.
I'm not surprised. I think he's a millionaire.
Rocking the iPhone 17 Pro.
Dude, he drives an Audi.
In the orange.
So?
Millionaire.
Okay.
It's Billy Quips.
It's Billy Quips. Who else?
Yeah, all those bonuses we give him from the
He makes at least... At least $200 every year from the Gold Kings.
I think we gave him like 500 though.
Sorry, 500 then.
I think we gave him 500.
Oh, Billy. He's our top fan. He comments on everything. It's great.
Oh, I'm going to play Wii tomorrow.
What about work? Are you going to work tomorrow?
No, I'm going to call out.
Wouldn't be surprised.
I hurt my shoulder.
You just send him a clip. You just...
Wrong chat. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever heard of the Wii? He's like, yeah. He's like, you want to come over and play with me?
Yeah, my boss just comes to my house, sitting there eating snacks, playing Wii.
Your mom made you like,
right.
Your mom made me mozzarella sticks.
Yeah. She made us PB&J for lunch.
I thought you cut the crust off.
I only eat Dino Nuggies. Do you eat the crust on your sandwiches? Like if you make it like a PB&J?
I eat it first.
You eat the crust first when you eat your PB&J?
Yes.
All the way around? The whole thing?
I go all the way around.
You know what? I can't be surprised.
You know why?
Because he's a psychopath. Because
he's saving the best part for last.
Exactly.
The middle.
Wrong. Yes. Best part for last.
Me wrong.
Think about it. Next time you eat your sandwich.
I'm not going to do that.
You should.
I'm just not going to.
I eat my burger that way.
You eat your burger that way?
Yeah.
Do you eat your chicken sandwiches that way?
The burger is already a circle. Why do you need to eat that?
Yeah, what the hell? There's no edge.
Because the middle's the best part.
Why are you edging it? There's no edge.
I like to treat it like the grass and just go around with the edger.
Yeah?
And just like that.
Really
just
edge it. Dude, he tried to make it clean, but it didn't work.
Really get after it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like to...
That's
weird. I don't know. Yeah.
You think the best bite is the middle of the burger?
Yeah. It's got everything on it. Really makes me mad when it starts to fall apart.
I'd argue that it's the best part is that first bite when the bacon's sticking out a little bit.
Yeah, and you pull out the full slice of bacon.
Yeah.
What? Use your teeth, dude. You don't bite the bacon? What are you doing?
No, I get it with my lip.
Why are you yanking it? You don't yank it out. You bite it like a normal person.
Dude. It's undercooked, it gets yanked.
Sometimes it does just slip out.
Yeah.
It just happens to get in the mouth. You can't complain.
No complaints.
Dude, you're on fire.
Just
man.
Falls in. Keep it up. Yeah. That's weird, though. Eating the crust first.
If you think about it, a bun is just one big crust.
I used to, like, not eat the crust. I'd be like, I don't like the crust.
Would you eat buns?
Ew.
Yeah, it didn't happen in my house.
But I just ate it.
What would happen? You get smacked?
You cut your sandwich?
It depends on...
Like, you can make, like, a grilled cheese.
It depends on a few factors. Grilled cheese, I'll cut.
Which way?
Yeah, which way? This is... Vertically?
Yeah.
Just one down the middle?
Yeah.
Okay. That's acceptable.
I got the two pieces of bread in half. What do we... You separate
well,
the pieces of bread.
You could go diagonal.
I stand my sandwich up so it's long way, and then I cut it in half so it's just like toast.
Exactly.
I thought he was going to go diagonal.
No.
Yeah,
and
triangles.
Make the two big triangles.
Yeah, those
I feel
cool.
Like that's more common than the vertical.
I only go diagonal if a lot of people are packing sandwiches and no one's gone diagonal. I'll do an abstract cut on my sandwich so we know what's going
on. Just cut,
I'll cut
the middle.
I'll cut off center.
Just
I don't
cut
care.
The middle out.
Just so we know it's mine.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, that's actually pretty smart.
Yeah. You could just, like, label the food. You know, just write your name on it. It's ridiculous.
You already got the knives out.
I really like...
You know, pull out a Sharpie now, you're making 15 sandwiches.
Exactly. I like the look of it, but I would much rather...
Wait, what?
Look how... Looks so much better whenever it's cut.
When you stand it up on edge, yeah. You cut your grilled cheese, it looks so much better.
I don't cut mine. I just go, I die right
I don't cut mine.
Yeah, I don't.
But I don't eat the crust first. I don't cut mine
either. I do. You earn the sandwich.
Yeah. I made the sandwich.
You get the worst part of the way.
I made the sandwich. I already
it's
earned
lunchtime.
It.
It's lunchtime. I don't need to earn it. I just worked it.
What the hell?
You earn it. You earn it.
Yeah, I earned it by making it.
What?
I earned the sandwich by making the sandwich. I don't need to work again.
No. You earned it by arriving alive, unhurt, at lunch. Making it has nothing to do with earning it.
Well, it doesn't have to. Why are you stuck on work? It doesn't have to just be
work.
Get
it to mealtime.
Dude, what?
You only have sandwiches at work?
You only eat sandwiches at work? What if you make a sandwich for dinner?
All right, I'm saying all around, getting to the mealtime unscathed is worthy enough to have your sandwich.
Okay.
You don't need to earn it any past that. Yes.
I wish I could see it like that.
Yeah.
I have to eat my crust first and earn my sandwich. It's great.
The hell just happened?
We got in a little sandwich debate there.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean.
So, like, when did your teacher ever pull up, like, a picture of the sandwiches and ask, like, which bite would you take next as, like, a warm-up in class. I had many teachers that did that in high school, and I'm just realizing you couldn't participate.
I would fail.
You couldn't
participate. Everyone would be like, what the f... God,
how would you even fail that? You just had to pick one, two, or three, and Kyle's like, no.
Kyle goes up to the board and draws a first picture.
Wrong!
He just draws a new rectangle, and he's like... circles the outside.
I wish I could you imagine me as a teacher? I'm like, all right, kids,
we got fourth graders.
Where's Which your one? First bite?
Trick question.
Okay, you just took your first bite, now where's your second? Wrong, it's the crust. 300 push-ups now.
God's like dishing out manual labor. You eat your sandwich wrong.
Make them make another sandwich.
Yeah. They're just not allowed to eat lunch that day.
I love wraps, though. I think that's the best way to do a sandwich.
Well, it's not a sandwich, it's a wrap.
I was just going to ask the question. So,
what's a hot dog?
Weren't you the one trying to say that a hot dog is a sandwich? I can't remember.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's a rectangle is a square, but a square is a rectangle.
Well, a wrap is a pie.
Yep, he did say that. He did say that.
He did say that. That's true.
Or is a pie a wrap? See, these are the things you have to think about.
Wait.
Square is always a rectangle, but is a rectangle always a square?
No, we're on sandwiches.
But it's the same principle.
No, I can't.
I'm just going to keep foolsin' with your head.
Foolsin' with my head, Drew. Exactly. Do it. Let's do it. I think that a hot dog is just a hot dog. Right?
So it's its own classification?
I guess.
Class.
Wraps are its own thing. I would say wraps are its own thing.
Are you putting wraps and burritos separately?
Probably not. When you go onto the Chipotle menu, when you go onto the Chipotle menu, isn't it like wraps and burritos in the one?
No, it's burritos or bowls.
Ah, okay, that's what
silly goose.
So are bowls or the you same can get a taco? Burritos?
You can get tacos.
Is a quesadilla the same thing as a hot dog? It's still one piece of bread, folded in half,
or a piece of pizza.
Calzone. What's a calzone?
Calzone's a pie. It's a meat pie.
Is that a lasagna?
Yeah.
No. Meat pie sounds like a horrible dream I had. That's just terrible. Sounds like a terrible time, dude.
Nice big meat pie. You like meatloaf?
No.
I fucking hate meatloaf with a passion. I hate it so much.
I despise meatloaf.
Okay.
It's the worst food ever.
Okay, what'd you have for dinner tonight?
How you feel meatloaf. About
it? Had a couple sausages.
How you feel about a meat pie, though?
Gross.
Yeah. That doesn't sound good, man.
It should be a burger. You should just make it a burger. Don't make it a meatloaf. Don't make it a loaf.
Don't loaf it.
A calzone's good, though.
Breads are already loaves. Yeah. So you don't need another loaf.
I just don't want it to be called a meat pie ever. It's just not. No.
Shepherd's pie's pie.
That's gross.
Yeah, but like how?
It's like throw up in a pan.
It's like that's literally what it looks like. That's what it looks like.
It's like cat throw up.
Yeah, I know.
In there.
So gross. One time Maggie's cat stepped in dog throw up.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. She went down from the step and she put her paw in it and she went like this. I tried shaking it off.
Mm.
And then she went and just ran away. It was very funny.
When Gunnar throws up, he immediately eats it.
Did he get his eye up?
No, it's still...
It's still hanging on,
still just
dude.
dropping bombs in that thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, dogs like to eat their own throw up.
Yeah.
They think it's their crazy. Own meat pie.
Yeah, it's their own shepherd's pie. Ah! Yeah. Meat pie.
So
gross. Dude.
I hope tomorrow when he's like, hey, tonight, guys, we're having shepherd's pie.
I hope you invite us over for dinner and we're like, sweet. Yeah. And you're just, it's a meat pie.
It's a meat pie. We're having meat pie for dinner. Oh, my God.
You're, like, super nice. You
How
greet
horrible
us with
would
water
be,
or something.
Dude. Good God.
I greet you with throw buckets.
You're like, welcome. Oh, my gosh.
What comes to your mind when you say meat pie? I just think of, like, really gross dog food.
You ever think of apple pie?
Mmm, so good.
Substitute the apple for meat. That's what I think of. You like chicken pot pie?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever really enjoyed
like pot
it.
Pie,
I don't think
the shepherd's
I fake
pie.
It. You like shepherd's pie?
Yeah.
Wow. You're a man.
I'm a real man. I'm a hard-working blue-collar man.
I eat what gets made for dinner.
You can call me anything you want, just don't call me late for dinner. I feel like that's an acquired taste.
Meat pie.
That's good you have it, though. I mean... I used to tell my mom that I love chicken pot pie. She's probably watching, maybe. I don't know.
But,
oh, really?
Probably.
I could not be a vegan.
I wouldn't. I don't really love chicken pot pie. It'd be a huge deal every time we got it, too, because we would either get it, or she would spend a lot of time making it, and we'd be like, oh, my gosh, chicken pot pie, chicken pot pie. And I was like, oh, my gosh, chicken pot pie, chicken pot pie.
Yay.
Yay.
No. Damn it.
And then I'd like move it around on my plate, you know, eat the pie part. I'd be like, why is there pie and gravy? Like,
Kyle, how's your dinner?
Great.
Good. Good job. Good.
Stop. Mm-hmm. Can we have this next week, though?
We're having it tomorrow.
Oh, gosh, no.
Kyle, you didn't eat enough, so now you have it for lunch tomorrow.
You're taking it to school. Share it with your friends. Trades that for every Twinkie that exists in the world.
I know.
Yeah, what a terrible trade that would be for the Twinkie holder.
Yeah.
Get chicken pot pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't put ranch on chicken pot pie either. That would just be gross.
Oh, dude. That,
I mean, that's the line. That's the line right there. Line.
We found Drew's line.
We found it.
It's Kyle's line. What?
Yeah, you can't put ranch
like,
on.
Oh, like, yeah, what he won't put it on. I thought you were saying it's your line of like, you wouldn't eat that.
No.
Yeah.
Would you eat it?
No.
Hmm.
I don't like ranch. Ranch is overrated.
What's up with that?
It's overrated.
Overrated or underrated?
Just overrated. Why don't you just season your food?
Underrated, dude.
What?
Just season your food.
I do, with ranch. That's a dumb question.
What argument is that?
What argument is that?
It's a bad argument.
It's literally seasoning.
It's not seasoning.
You're
a condiment.
Yeah.
You're a terrible prosecutor.
You can count it as seasoning.
We're defense attorneys for the ranch. That's us.
Dude, I'm super into suits right now.
So, all right, go ahead. Give us your case then. Give us your case for ranch.
Dude.
It tastes good.
I'll be the judge. This is fun. This is better this way.
So am I defending ranch?
You're defending ranch.
Okay.
Well, he should give his opening statement first.
Go ahead.
Ranch is overrated.
Thank you.
Imagine never seeing Gunner again.
What the?
Okay, I'm there.
That's how people should be with ranch. You just can't wait to see it. Greets you by the door, by the fridge.
When Kyle puts it on his plate.
Excuse me?
I don't care. Objection!
Overrule.
Hearsay.
I will hold you in contempt.
Objection. Where's the proof? Hearsay. Badgering overruled. The witness.
Badgering. Overruled.
Badgering. Badgering.
You know the Red Clay Strays are coming out with a new song today?
I don't know who that is.
Friday. You know who that is?
Is that...
Wondering Why, Stone's Throw. You don't like them.
Yeah, I do.
You like them?
Yeah. They're on my playlist.
The Red Clay Strays?
Red Clay Strays are like on my playlist.
The thing?
He probably would, because it's like gospel music.
Yeah, he likes... I know he knows it. Stone's Throw from Home?
I don't have a lot of them on my playlist, because it's just too much... Like,
we can talk about music.
Yeah. You know?
Tate McRae just released a new song.
Dude, Reba McEntire is so good.
I thought you were going to call her hot, and I was going to have a meltdown. Damn, you're into grandmas. What the hell?
You just went ting-ting with my water bottle.
Ting-ting.
Oh, yeah, I have heard this.
Yeah.
She comes from Silver Spoon, Golden Rule, private school, never misses Sunday church.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, great song. That's a fantastic
she
song.
She keeps on loving me.
Loves
me the way I am.
Miles Smith came out with a new song. I know you guys don't know who that is. And then, Karn, you definitely heard of this one. Caleb Kahn.
Who's coming out with that one?
He came out with a new album last week.
Whole album?
Whole album. There's six songs. I gotta
tell my mother. She loves him.
Three of them are already out, but... Three new songs, I guess. So, he made a new album, but...
Caleb Cohen.
They're already out. She's a daydream. What?
Don't want to love you, Boston. She's a daydream. Falling in love for a little while. East Coast Summer. And U-Turn.
So put three songs are already out, but three new songs. Playing.
Nice.
Great guy.
You hear Braxton Keith?
No.
Listen to him tomorrow at work.
I got a long list, guys. I got like seven songs I need to listen to tomorrow.
Listen to Braxton Keith.
Well, three of them we already heard, so cut
those.
Yeah,
I skipped. All right, yeah, four.
So four. Down to four. I can get more if you...
You'd like the Miles Smith song.
Yeah?
Stay. It's called Stay.
Now I got to listen to Miles Smith. It's good. Smith.
Just pop it on whenever you're about to leave. Or whenever you're riding home today.
I can. I'm in Minty.
Oh. You didn't charge the cassette?
No. Miles Smith?
Yeah.
Oh, Stargazing?
Nope.
Well, that's not
Stay.
Him?
Stay.
Well, yeah, it is. But
okay, because I have that one downloaded, so apparently...
Yeah, it's a good song.
I know him.
I saw him live in concert.
Stay, if you want to dance.
Yes. Exactly.
But if I don't want to dance, can I...
You can leave.
Okay. Okay.
I saw him live in concert. No biggie.
I saw Beyonce live in concert. Queen B.
I saw Zach Top.
I also saw Zach Top.
I saw Mark Amber.
I saw Dierks Bentley.
I saw Benson Boone. I saw Dierks Bentley.
I saw Jay-Z. Post Malone's live performance on my TV.
I saw the band Lula.
I saw Jay-Z. The opener.
I saw the Hot Country Nights.
Woo!
They were great.
Hot Country Nights?
Hot Country Nights.
Sounds like a...
Hot Cross Buns.
Look it up. Yeah.
Yeah, these guys are good.
Exactly. Weird. Yeah, Billy Bottoms Jr.
Hey, go Sox!
Go Sox!
I'm so glad they won, and that Jaron Duran didn't f*** this game up too.
Oh, we should record one if they win, and then we should record one as if they lose, so that Kyle can put that one in after the game tonight.
And then go to that clip, you saying both, and then put the other one in.
That's what I was gonna do. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Great. All right. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Act all sad.
The Red Sox suck. I knew they were going to lose.
Damn it.
I told you they were going to lose.
Stupid 20 Red bucks, Sox. Dude. You owe me 20 bucks. I knew it.
I'm not paying up, man.
I do. No, you got. You owe me.
Dude, you said it.
I'm not paying you.
You owe me.
I'm not paying. We didn't shake on it.
You wish we did. Yes, we did.
We didn't shake on it. We didn't shake on it.
We had a blood pack.
We didn't shake on it,
we both split.
Check your hand.
Cut our
hand.
Dude, look at my hand right there. All right, that was good. All right, now let's do if they win.
Okay.
Yeah, Red Sox.
Yeah, you owe me 20 bucks. Whoa.
No, you owe
Jinx,
me
you owe me a soda.
Whoa.
You owe me 50. I said they'd win.
Double or nothing. Red Sox win the World Series next year.
Wow. You can make $40.
I might make $40.
And that was Just for Fun with the Fellas, Chris Caldrew. I hope you had fun.
Oh, eat at Maggie's Farm, shop at Cozy Earth, use code Just for Fun for 40% off. They're the comfiest sheets, voted number one by Oprah, and she's pretty picky about her sheets. That's what I've heard. So,
I know her personally. She's a great lady.
Shop at BuzzSurrey.store, eat at Maggie's Farm, shop at Cozy Earth, use code Just for Fun.
Go to the Gold Kings.
Go to the Gold Kings.
Saturday. Next week.
We'll revisit that next week.
Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube Reels.
Listen to us
wherever you get your
podcasts.
And we'll see you next Saturday.
Boom.